Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, in case you didn't know, this is the place to get all your celebrity dish and to help serve it up on the west side of things. We got Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
Good to see ya.
What's up, y'all?
Now, Portia is out on the longest breastfeeding trip ever with baby PJ, but it's us three amigos holding it down. Yeah. Hey, Greg, we got you covered. So later, it's Justin Bieber thinking of fatherhood and a Real Housewife is talking about foursomes. All right. Ooh. First, Frank, what you got?
Well, last night, the Kardashian sisters, you know them, right?
We got
Kourtney and Khloe, and then there's that Kim.
Oh, Kim, yeah.
Yes, they were on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and this is the first time that Khloe's been on television since this whole Tristan fiasco.
Oh.
And Jimmy Kimmel asked Khloe this question.
Well, I do want to ask about this character that you had a baby with.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it time to stop dating basketball players?
Is that a yes or a no? I can't figure it out. I don't know. You know, I like what I like. What can I say?
Is the height thing the thing?
No, it's the whole thing of it all. But I do agree. I should have listened to my MJ, my grandmother. I should probably start to date, like, accountants.
So, do you agree that she should stop dating basketball players?
She likes what she likes, Frank. You know,
yeah. You like, say.
Frank likes the craziest, the crazier the better, and then bitches when he gets crazy.
I like trucker waitresses.
Yeah, and then he complains that he's dating a trucker waitress. I'm like, that's what you like.
That whole broken bird syndrome. You want somebody you feel like you can help and you can assist.
Well, I think she likes what she likes, and she's not going to change it, and she shouldn't. And she looks amazing,
she
by
does.
The way.
Well,
honey, the way no, honey, the way Khloe is sitting up there, she is slaying. She's on them.
I want the suit. Sorry. I want the hair. Like,
the way she's sitting, she's poised. You know, we don't really like to wear white on TV because it adds pounds to you. But the way her feet are, them shoes are killing it.
Yeah,
like she looks amazing.
Khloe has that blonde hair like a trucker waitress.
Oh, God.
Shame on you, Frank.
I love it.
By the way, when he goes, when she says, her grandma says she should date accountants, I guarantee there are accountants who have cheated on their wives and girlfriends.
Okay.
Just because you're an accountant doesn't make you a non-cheater.
It makes them kind of boring, though. They're not famous, and they don't have the limelight. I think it's the nostalgia of the whole thing where it's like she's dating a basketball player, somebody famous. Everybody wants him. Everybody wants her.
Yeah, me and my new boyfriend works at H&R Block.
So the book called Ladies Who Punch, the explosive inside story of The View, drops today, y'all.
Oh.
And, honey, we've already shared some juicy tidbits from the book, but did you know that Gayle King was considered for Whoopi's seat at the table?
Really? I can see that.
Oh. Man, but one thing stopped that process. Guess what?
What?
The big O, Oprah.
Other big O. I was thinking something else. I was like, wait, how's that connecting?
Oh, my God, Heidi. Get your mind out the gutter, girl.
Come on, Heidi.
Anyway, the author said this. They were afraid of Gayle's association with Oprah and didn't want Oprah to take over The View the same way that Rosie had. They were worried that Oprah was going to offer producing notes and everything else and use Gayle as a method to do that.
Well, that's why you do that. You want Oprah's producing notes.
Oprah if Oprah wanted to come in and go, you know, y'all, I watch Dish Nation every day. I got some notes if you want. I don't know.
No, Barbara Walters ain't having that.
No, ma'am. Yeah. Ms. Walters is a powerful enough woman herself. She didn't need Oprah. Now.
Well, then it's about ego, then. I'd rather have Oprah on my side. You know, that's longevity. It's like Oprah's not going to let her friend fail, so the show is going to be successful for many years to come as long as Gayle has a job.
But it's a competition, you know? Barbara Walters probably feels like, hey, she's a legend and she's queen of the game before Oprah came along. So she wants to run her ship how she wants to run it and not have any comments from anybody.
And then, you know, that's why Barbara Walters took Iyanna Van Zandt from Oprah.
Wait, she did?
When Iyanna was on Oprah, Oprah used to let her have the show. And then Iyanna wanted more. She wanted her own show.
She
got it on Barbara Walters' show. She was on Late at Night.
First.
And it didn't work.
Right.
And then Oprah went ahead and took her back, which I was surprised Oprah took her back because, you know, that usually don't work with the egos like they have.
It's like a television slave trade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, because even at the crushing.
But it kind of would have been a power move for Gail, right? I mean, because, like, no. She's kind of doing something similar now, except in a different, you know, different time slot.
But if you're going to keep Whoopi and keep Gail, then who else would Gail replace?
They wouldn't do that.
They would never do that. That's too black.
That's too...
One more, the show would have been on Centric.
Are you saying that's why I'm here?
Wait, is that why?
I'm the token white guy.
They're here to keep us off BET.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're going to kill us.
So Real Housewife Candy Burns has made a whole business out of being open about sexuality and sex, and she's admitted to dipping into the lady pond, having threesomes, and even has a toy line called Bedroom Candies. So she went on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast about sex, and we couldn't imagine that Candy could reveal another sex secret that will blow our minds, but she did it. Take a look.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
What's the freakiest thing you've done?
See, I don't want to make y'all look
to
be different.
See, now you're trying to battle me, Candy. Okay? You try to call me out.
Right.
Come on, battle me. Me and Candy just not really that freaky.
I had a foursome.
Damn. Okay, a foursome. Was it three women and a man? Or okay.
We still don't know if it's Candy and three guys. If
no,
it's
she
Candy.
Said it.
No, she said it was three women and a man.
She said three women and a guy.
Three women and a man.
And I got to applaud, like, you know, Candy's ability to keep that relationship going by any means possible because, like, sometimes you got to, like, you know, you got to activate your Wonder Twin powers.
That's a little bit too much. I'm just getting tired of all this madness, honey. It's too much. Too much sex.
It ain't nothing wrong with Candy being open about how she is, what she like, how she feel. That's one thing we've learned about her, that she will tell you what it is. She going to keep it all the way 100.
But she got children. Her children are old enough now to listen to this.
Well, guess what? She's an adult, and she's teaching them what to do and what not to do. No, she's not. Don't do that,
Gary. And I'm sure her kids don't see their parents fight because their parents are probably very happy.
Yeah.
They're tired. They're spent. It's like,
and Riley's grown, you know?
Anybody here have a four-way?
No.
Stop sign.
Okay.
You go. Oh, by all means. Go. You go. Right. Please go.
That's
somebody
why four ways never work. No one's going.
Honey. All right, Justin Bieber had everyone becoming a believer yesterday because he went on Instagram and he posted a photo that had everybody believing that he and his new wife, Hailey Bieber, were expecting a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What day was that?
That was April Fool's. He then posted photos of Haley, what appeared to be in a doctor's office, touching her tummy.
Well, they went all out.
With the caption, "If you thought it was April Fool's." And then for the third and final post, he showed the same ultrasound image, but with a puppy photoshopped in it. So, yes, it was all an April Fool's joke. But here's why we're talking about it. Because there are people who are extremely upset that he did such a thing.
Oh, Lord.
Because there are people out there who can't have babies. So why would you joke about having a baby?
It's April Fool's.
I'm so sick of the sensitivity. It's like, no. It has nothing to do with you. Everybody takes everything so personally.
So that's why there's a brand new segment on Dish Nation called Shut the F*** Well, we're going to point out your sensitivity and stupidity.
You can't even have an opinion. Sensitive. Yeah, I mean, everybody.
Jesus. I don't want to be called damn it gay no more. I want to be called a man that takes... Can I do that?
And the fact is, it was April Fool's Day. You're supposed to, you know, obviously pull pranks. That's what April Fool's is all about. And this is not even an original prank.
It's the oldest one in the book.
One in the book. Do not get on the internet if you can't handle a joke on April Fool's Day.
Right,
you
don't,
you're not adult enough to handle it.
I'm getting ready to walk off this show right now because it's called Dish Nation. Because D could stand for something else. Why isn't it called Pish Nation?
That's right, honey.
Okay.
But I like the D and D.
I bet you do.
Up next, Talk show host Wendy Williams doesn't have time for touchy-feely fans. We'll tell you about that after the break. Dish
Nation. Hiring is so challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it pretty easy. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation is the one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, Dish Nation viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free. You heard me, free, at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, it looks like Wendy Williams is being called out by the fans.
Ain't she going through enough?
Okay, that's what I would think. Well, if you're familiar with her daytime talk show, you know Wendy loves her co-host, right? Known as her audience. But fans took offense to her actions when she denied somebody a hug, y'all.
What?
Yeah, she wouldn't hug somebody. And during a recent taping of the Wendy Williams show, a fan was super excited to receive a free T-shirt and reached to give Wendy a hug. And Wendy's response was, no hugging. Take a look at the awkward clip.
Sweet Wendy. That's so sweet. Yes, it is.
We're trying to give away stuff that we won't be able to use once we get to season 11.
She don't hug.
That's what she meant that.
Oh, man.
She meant that.
You know, ugh.
Now, have y'all ever denied, like, a fan a hug or a dap or a warm embrace?
Absolutely. If they look like they want to eat your ass, you better run. Be like, hey, excuse me, I don't feel too well up in here. My chest hurting, no hugs. But if they look really sweet and stuff, you be like, oh, and you hug them. But some people don't want to let go. The dude might hug you and put his thing on you, and you might be like, uh-uh.
Really?
And it makes you not want to hug. You got to, you know,
where
you got
to try. They need to give me a hug.
Oh, Gary.
He's so stupid. Moving on, it looks like actor Ed O'Neill is ready to kiss and tell. Now, the Modern Family star was on Ellen DeGeneres' show and revealed that he had to lock lips with his daughter's celebrity crush, Dylan O'Brien, for a recent role, and she wasn't too happy about it. Take a look.
So is it Sophia that got jealous that you got a role?
Oh, my God.
Is it her?
Yes. I did a show for Jordan Peele. You know Jordan Peele?
Yes.
Get Out.
Yep.
Marvelous. This is called Weird City. And I was working with Dylan O'Brien, who's a young, handsome actor who my daughter has a slight crush on. And in the story, we kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to witness this and was very upset.
Right.
That it was me and not her.
Wow.
What a jerk, like rubbing it in. Like,
oh my goodness. And then on the Ellen show, you gonna rub it in her face? I'm sure she was embarrassed.
So, I mean, would you do a male on male kiss? I mean, because you're an actor.
Yeah, no, I would do like a Mel on Mel kiss. Like, I'd kiss Mel B.
You can kiss a stud that looks like a boy, but so that's a woman. Would you do that?
Yeah, I would kiss a stud.
Instead of a man?
A studly woman.
Sorry, Gary.
You see, I'm in here, and I'm right here.
Practice kissing your hand, bro.
Ooh.
Is that hard?
Well, you guys may get a kick out of this one, okay? A bridezilla from Australia is making headlines for allegedly ridiculing her wedding guests for giving gifts that was apparently not expensive enough, honey. The guest was left speechless and posted about the bride in an online wedding shaming group. OMG. So one of the guests claimed she attended her friend's wedding and gave $200 in cash and a designer candle worth $75. But child, that was not enough for the bride and was told her and her husband's attendance cost the newlyweds $500, so she should give them another $300 to make it all fair.
Who's having a wedding that costs so much money to where it costs like $500 per person?
First of all, you shouldn't even be paying attention to your gifts like that. You should be grateful for whatever people bring you. If you invited your guests there, it shouldn't matter that their plate or their presence there is going to equal $500.
Girl, no, ma'am. If that girl paid at least $500, she should at least pay at least $550.
That's not fair.
Don't come to my wedding and pay all this money for my wedding. You come and give me these
gifts. So you sitting there being petty, watching what people give you as a gift. You should be focused on your wedding day and not worried about how much a gift
I can
is.
See you now in the bride and groom suite with a calculator. Just
up next, find out in my royal report why Prince Harry is cutting off one of his best friends, honey, after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello, darling.
Yes, it's time for Gary's Royal Report. Okay, listener peasant. Oh. Prince Harry is not playing with anyone who has something to say about his princess, my lovely cousin, Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. Now, it's now being reported that the prince dropped his longtime best friend, Tom Skibby, like a bald hobbit, advising him not to marry me.
Oh.
Do we think Harry was right for telling Skippy to skip along?
Yeah, especially if he was saying stuff that was unflattering about his bride-to-be. Like, you love who you love. You can't be mad at your dude because, you know, like, yeah.
But then at the same time, his dude was trying to give him advice. I mean, did he have some tea on Meghan and knew something that Prince didn't know?
The only thing he had that I could say that she's blonde. And we've been blonde all our lives. So, Hot Croc, have you ever warned a friend to slow down? They may have been getting married to somebody, and it just was not right.
Yeah, it's happened. I've had some friends that have been in relationships with people that were kind of, like, overbearing, didn't like, you know, him hanging out with his old friends, like, tried to, like, change his personality and who he was.
Brad, I know you have some. You probably told Mariah not to marry Nick. I know you told her not to marry him.
Well, I didn't tell her not to marry Nick, but I did tell her to slow down a little bit, because it was like, it was so exciting and so romantic and everything, but she should have just pumped the brakes a little bit.
She was mesmerized with the
Or he was mesmerized with the Well, y'all, since we're talking about royalty, darling, we might as well talk about another queen. Is that okay, Gary?
Ooh, yes.
NBA star Dwight Howard is being sued by a man named Mason Elijah, who claims to have had an intimate relationship with the basketball player.
What?
Ooh. In the lawsuit filed last month, Mason claimed that Dwight tried to bully him to signing an NDA agreement, which would have stopped him from speaking publicly about their relationship. Now, see, my thing is, if you're gonna deal with somebody like that, then you need to make sure, one, they have no book out. Two, they have no ulterior motive.
That kissing and telling stuff, I just have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I'm not, if I get with a damn man that got that kind of money like the White House, girl, if we break up, I don't care. Because eventually he may come back around again, because if he likes you, and you could get you some things.
Exactly.
And stuff. Now you put yourself out there, you don't get nobody because everybody's scared of you.
All right, y'all, y'all know what time it is.
Yes,
it's deal time!
Now, who here likes to cuddle up on a rainy day underneath a warm blanket?
Oh.
Well, the Snuggle Me weighted blanket is what you need to wrap up in. This weighted blanket distributes weight evenly across your body, simulating the feeling of being hugged. The deep touch pressure simulation provided by the weighted blankets can help those with anxiety, stress, insomnia, restlessness, and provide a sense of calmness.
I just feel so calm right now.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Gary, because this blanket is made out of lead-free high-density glass beads, and it will help you get to sleep faster and stay sleep longer. Perfect for everyday use and night sleeping and relaxing on the couch as well.
Gary, it feels so good. How much is it, Head Crack?
Yo, Brad, you're gonna love this price. Now, this usually goes for $150, but you can stay warm and get all the blanket hugs you need for just $49.
What?
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Heidi and Frank are gonna tell you about Ariana Grande's love for everybody, honey. You don't wanna miss this right after the break. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, apparently, Ariana Grande's new song, Monopoly, a duet with her friend Victoria Monet, has the fans in a tizzy.
A tizzy?
Yes, because one of the specific lines in the song, both artists sing this line, "I like women and men." Oh, great, Dish Nation. Now you got that clip to be put on the internet. Thank you so much. I see why you gave me the story
we
now.
We got you.
Yeah, fans are now questioning if Ariana is coming out as bisexual.
Well, I need to listen to this.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Let's listen.
All right. Collecting like Monopoly. I probably won't come if there's not a fee.
I show them my discography. I like women and men. Somewhere in there, she said, "I like women and men." I couldn't understand
a word
of it.
I like women and men.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She says, I probably won't come unless there's a fee.
No, no, no. I mean, like, I won't show up at your event. I won't make an appearance unless there's a fee. Look at my discology. I'm collecting all this cash like a Monopoly.
Oh, somebody knows every word.
Okay, all right. I know the dance moves, too. It's like, kind of like this. All right? But the thing is, I think, right? No, I think being bisexual, I mean, I don't know if the fans are in a tizzy to find out, but I think that is, bisexual is the new straight.
And is 50 the new 40? I need to know these things.
In your case, 50 is the new 60. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you know what? An ass still an ass.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
never
yeah.
changes.
It's part of my charm.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.